The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
Gen Zers have been very vocal about how they feel when it comes to fashion. It started with canceling side parting your hair and then skinny jeans.
Why side? No, the middle cut's worse.
That?
No, the side part is way better.
Yeah, they say middle part is better according to Gen Zers.
Ugh. No, there's a reason they call it like I don't even know how to say it, a hiney cut, a butt cut. Okay. The reason they say that, it doesn't look good.
Well, I guess it's in. I don't know. But then skinny jeans, that got the boot. So you're out of fashion. You and I both.
I'll be out of fashion till I die. I will be the only 80-year-old at the home wearing skinny jeans. I just like the way they look around your ankles. That's the big thing. It's not that they're skinny all over. It's that they taper down. I like all of my pants to taper down. I don't like wide leg pants.
Okay.
I saw an old video of myself the other day. I was appalled. It was from early Total Access days. The width of my pants at the ankle was staggering. Shocking.
Well, try and explain that to a Gen Zer. They won't understand. And now, according to them, blonde hair is so chuggy.
Why do they hate me? Like, this is everything I am. Skinny jeans and blonde hair.
Well, according to them, being a brunette is in now.
Great news for you.
That is great news for me. And believe it or not, COVID played a part in this decision.
It plays a part in every decision. Somehow, some way.
That's true. A quarantine lockdown made it difficult for many girls to see their stylists on a regular basis and to get those roots touched up. So instead, a lot of them are starting to embrace their natural darker hair.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that,
though,
really.
No, not at all. Yeah, and it's way less expensive.
Oh, yeah. Like, you've always had, like, really nice brown hair, and, like, you'll do, like, highlights here and there, but nothing, like, crazy. You've never done that crazy pendulum swing. I'm going blonde.
For once in my life, I agree with the Gen Zers.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I think it's funny that it was COVID related and that it's women not wanting to go out and get their hair did, you know, or couldn't go out and get it done. Because it's kind of like, you know how you can tell how old a tree is by the rings? Mm-hmm. You can tell the last time a lady went to the salon by the roots just going down.
So true.
And then you get further that Pepe Le Pew look.
Yeah, but what was so great about that during that time, you were in lockdown. You were at home. Nobody could see your hair, you know, so it didn't matter. And now that you've got it pretty much grown out, why not just keep it?
I'm sure there was. I'm surprised there wasn't a Zoom filter to fix your roots while you're doing Zoom meetings, you know. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and whether this is Thanksgiving to you...
A turkey for me, turkey for you, let's eat turkey in a big brown shoe.
Or this...
Watching football, watching families grow, the old kids' table, all have kids up there.
Thanksgiving is an awesome time. Like, I love Thanksgiving just because, you know, you don't have all the pressure and stress of Christmas. I mean, there is pressure because the meal has to be perfect, and I get that.
Yes.
But there is that thing of it's just, oh, you get to see family again and friends again. I really do love Thanksgiving. And the stuffing's not bad either. I love stuffing. And so here's what Betty Rock and I, we were kind of talking about this in the office the other day, about like Thanksgiving compared this year to maybe like years past, like last year especially.
That's right, because, you know, a lot can happen in a year, or maybe nothing can happen in a year. Sometimes there can be changes that are good or bad. So I know in my case, my Thanksgiving is going to look like it does every year, but I'm learning to be thankful for the expected.
Yes.
Yeah, the expected. And to be thankful that I have those friends and family that are still there and we can still celebrate together.
Were you able to see your parents last Thanksgiving?
I'm trying to remember.
I did.
Okay. I did because of the whole COVID situation.
Right.
Yes. Because that was when I did the show from my apartment for like a week.
Right.
Just to be on the safe
side. That's right. Just so you could go.
Yeah, just so I could go to Thanksgiving with
before them. Before they were vaccinated.
Yes.
And like, and your dad has health stuff, you know,
yes.
to be safe. You know,
exactly.
I understand.
But, you know, now they've gotten their vaccines and their boosters. And
yeah.
So dad said the other day, he was like, we might as well be able to glow in the dark by now. So, probably true.
So how is your Thanksgiving going to look this year? Is it going to look different from last year? Is it better, worse? I don't know. I'm curious about that. 855-33-WAY-FM as we ramp up for Thanksgiving. Because Thanksgiving gets overlooked a lot of times. It's all, like, everyone's thinking Christmas right now. The other day, I was talking to my wife, and I'm like, she said something about Thanksgiving. I'm like, wait, we already did that. We haven't done Thanksgiving yet. Like, I skipped right past it this
year.
It's the unforgotten.
It's a big deal.
It's the middle child of the holidays.
Aww.
I know. I'm a middle child. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show with us. I'd love to hear your story about how Thanksgiving is going to look this year as compared to maybe last year. How is Thanksgiving going to look different for you and your family this year as compared to last?
Well, my parents are coming down, and we're actually, everybody's gathering at my house this year.
So did you not see them last year?
Not for Thanksgiving.
Did you do a Zoom Thanksgiving?
No, I called them.
Yeah, because that was a big thing last year. Everyone's like, let's do a Zoom thing. And you put a computer at the place where they would normally sit. And it's just not the same.
No, I don't think that would be the same.
Tracy, are you feeling any kind of anxiety or pressure to make sure that it all goes well now that you're hosting
this
year?
Well, she was until you brought it up, Rob. Now she's going to be stressed. You just ruined her Thanksgiving.
No. I just care.
I have been stressed all week because I'm cleaning and because my parents are going to be staying at my house. Just making sure everything's perfect.
Well, the good news is this will be the first time at your house and probably the last time because you ain't doing this again, I know. Like, she'd be like, I am not going through this again. We're Zooming it. That Zoom thing Wally mentioned, great idea. How is this year going to look for you and your family as compared to last?
Last year, we didn't have our Friendsgiving. We have friends we've met through church. And so for the past 8 years, they have been my family that we've had here in Middle Tennessee. And because of COVID, we didn't have that. So it was kind of lonely last year. And so this year, she told me, she said, Friendsgiving is back this year.
What is something you do that makes Friendsgiving for you guys? Do you have like your own little tradition or, you know, does somebody always do this or bring this?
It's my friend and her mom and her sister. And so they've kind of like adopted me as their daughter. And then my husband brings a turkey. They've also included us in their like Secret Santa.
Oh.
So we draw that on Thanksgiving Day to pick gifts for different people.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool. I like that.
It's
a great little tradition you got going there.
You know, they don't have to be blood to be your family, but we call each other Framery, friends that are family.
That's great. And I'll tell you what, sometimes the framery is better than the family. All right, Art, you're up. How is this year going to look different for you with regards to Thanksgiving?
Well, Wally's going to be really different. This time last year, around October, I lost my mother. When she passed away, you know, things kind of changed.
Sure. The mom, the matriarch of the family, when they pass away, a lot of things change. And it's hard because you don't want to let the traditions that they were so passionate about die with them.
Exactly. But, you know, the good thing is I know that my mom loved the Lord. So I know that she's in heaven. It's a little different. But, you know, again, we can be thankful for all that we have. I'm thankful for the time that I did have with my mom and my dad. But Betty got me kind of thinking. She said she saw her family, her parents last year, kind of made me realize, you know, I don't have mine this year. It's okay.
It's different, but it will be okay, and you'll be okay, and it's not fun. But I think you've got the right attitude going into it. It's like, instead of focusing on the loss, be thankful for the time you did have and the memories of your mom and find a way to honor her this time of year.
Absolutely.
Up uplifting way of him. This is The Wally Show. And The Scoop is where we share with you some of the things that can make your life a little bit better. Betty Rock was rattling off stuff to me about Amazon. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is amazing.
Right. So you would think, oh, I've got Prime membership. That's about the best discount I can get through Amazon. That is not the case.
I thought I was doing well. Now I feel like I find out I'm missing out.
You are missing out on so much. And I am too. So I found this article that claims there's a thing called Amazon Warehouse, Amazon Outlet, Today's Deals, Lightning Deals.
What in the world?
And Amazon Treasure Truck.
All this tells me is that I'm not spending enough time on Amazon. Like, I clearly have not maximized it.
Jeff Bezos would say, amen.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the thing. Amazon Warehouse is part of their site that sells used and open box items.
Okay, you can save even more money that way.
So when people return stuff, that's typically where it goes.
Sure.
And if you don't care, you can get it at a discount. Amazon Outlet, it's a section that only offers overstock items.
Okay.
Okay, that's great too.
Love that.
Today's Deals, also known as Lightning Deals. Okay, so that's a page that only shows products with deep discounts. And we're talking marked down to maybe 40%.
Okay.
So that's a big discount.
That'd be good for shopping for Christmas right now.
Exactly. And then Amazon Treasure Truck.
I don't even know what this is, but it sounds amazing. Whatever it is, I'm buying it now.
So what it is Jeff Bezos or Amazon, whichever, picks a product, usually a popular one, and sells it at a very deep discount.
And so I guess it changes every day.
I guess. I don't know. But the trick to this one is you have to sign up for text alerts.
Oh,
okay?
That's how they get
to
you.
To make sure that you're one of the first that they let know so you can get
so
on
smart.
It.
That's so smart of them, for sure, to get you in like that, to feel like you're on the inside.
Right.
Okay, but it's a treasure trove?
It's called Amazon Treasure Truck.
A treasure truck, okay.
But you also want to look for their warehouse, their outlet, and their lightning deals.
Well, there you go. A couple great ways for you maybe to save a little bit of money and get that perfect gift for Christmas this year. Thank you, Lady Rock. Henry Ford once wisely said, "Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right." And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, I can't finish it in. I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it and she wants to become a teacher now, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online. Got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com. Making heads or tails of the headlines.
You know me to be a very smart man. Don't you think if I were wrong, I'd know it?
Here's Wally.
So this feels like it's right out of the story of Star Wars. Russia blew up an old satellite with a missile, okay, as part of a weapons test. And now 7 astronauts on board the International Space Station are at risk.
Oh.
Yeah, so it got serious there all of a sudden.
Why are they putting everybody at risk? Well, seems like there'd be a safer way to do this.
Well, that's what NASA was like. Hey, knuckleheads, we all share space. Why are you doing this? And they're like, we are blowing up stuff, you know? So it's like they're testing their weapons.
Well, and some of their guys are even up there.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're putting their own men at risk.
So there's more than 50. Well, they don't care about people. it's a commodity. There are more than 1,500 pieces of space debris that could hit the station as a result of this. And NASA's not happy. They said the test clearly demonstrates that Russia, despite its claims of opposing the weaponization of outer space, it's willing to imperil the exploration and use outer space that's used by all nations. It's reckless and irresponsible.
Well, and also, too, I mean, this is causing so much debris. It's like you're littering space now.
I know. That's the next part of it. But here's the thing. Things are moving so fast in space. Like, the space station is traveling at 17,500 miles an hour. Like, that's the rotation around the Earth. Mm-hmm. But you don't feel it because it's all relative, you know?
Right.
But they said even a fleck of paint could do major damage at that speed.
Holy cow.
And so it's a big deal. Like, they're seriously worried about it. It's the crazy thing, too, is it's kind of like that movie Gravity with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. Mm-hmm. This was the exact premise of that movie, is that they were in space at the space station. Russia blew something up in a weapons test, and then all the havoc ensued.
Well, we know that William Shatner went to space.
Yeah.
Why can't we just send another actor like George Clooney up there to
save
the day?
To solve the problem,
man. He
already
did once. He can do it twice.
Well, here's the deal. The astronauts actually had to hunker down in docked capsules outside of the space station. And they're escape
pods. I want
to add
that this music is really helping with your story.
Isn't it great?
Yes.
Yeah. And so they had escape pods, and they were there for hours while the risk was assessed. But I guess they're Russian Soyuz capsules that they use. That's because I was wondering about that. I'm like, what happens in a tragedy up there? You know,
yeah.
How do they, avert that? But they actually have, like, these capsules that come back to Earth. That's how they get back and forth, are these old, Russian capsules.
But I'm sure they're small, and they had to stay in those for hours.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, this is great. The most positive silver lining astronaut ever is aboard the space station. This is the guy you want to be up in space with you when everything is going wrong. He's like, it was a crazy but well-coordinated day, and it was certainly a great way to bond us as a crew. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Positivity.
Yeah, that's the astronaut you want on your space station for sure. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. You know how there's like a national day of everything? Betty Rock kind of always looks through those and finds things for me. And she found a national button day.
How fun is that?
Yeah, just wear some buttons. Just be fun, you know?
I think it's pretty cool. I think it's better than National Potato Day.
Sure,
which
absolutely.
Which is actually a real thing. But it got me thinking, if you could wear a button, what would your button say?
Like, maybe a button that says things you don't want to have to say to people, kind of thing.
Right.
Like, Mandisa used to wear a button at backstage at concerts. Do you remember this?
Yes, because she wanted to keep her voice, like, strong, so she would give it a break and she wouldn't talk.
Yeah, she'd say, I'm on vocal rest. It was her button. And so then you'd be like, hey, Mandisa, what's up, girlfriend? Oh, okay. Well, I'll just talk to you. And then she just wouldn't say anything.
If I could have a button for anything, because I don't want to answer this question anymore. My button would simply say, because I don't want to settle.
Oh, about being single?
Yes.
Yes. And I respect that.
And then, they don't have to ask me the question.
Yeah.
I don't have to get triggered or offended. And we're all happy.
I know. I love that. I think my button would say, I'm not mad. This is just my face. I had a lady at one of my radio stations every day ask, are you upset? Are you mad? I'm like, no, that's just my face. Now you're making me mad. That's just my face. I have resting mad face, I guess. I don't know. I'm all surly or something. I don't know. So that's what we're talking about with you. Buttons. So what would your button say? Gavin, what would your button say?
I am not a leprechaun.
That's good.
Except when you giggle.
Yeah, stop following me for money.
Trying to catch me. Look at you.
Exactly. 855-33-WAY-FM. So maybe that thing you just don't want to address with people, what would your button say? All right. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. What would your button say?
Yeah, so I'm a teacher, and I would love for my high school students to see I have morning sickness, not COVID.
Oh, no, really?
Yes. Kids get so freaked out when they see I'm not feeling well.
You would think your pregnant belly would be the button that you need.
Oh, it's not there yet. It's just a sickness.
And when you're pregnant, you could have a myriad of buttons. Like, one, don't talk to me today. Two, super emotional.
Or don't touch my belly.
Don't touch my belly would be a good one.
Oh my gosh, I wish I had that the last time I was pregnant.
That's a weird button that no one should ever have to wear. But ironically, sometimes you still do.
Yeah.
No, it baffled me how many strangers would walk up and grab my stomach.
What would you have that button say so that you don't have to answer people's questions?
Well, I actually have this button. Somebody gave it to me. I'm real bad at remembering names, especially at church when you see a lot of people. I've got a button that says, I can't remember your name either.
Oh, really? That's great, man, because I'm horrible at that. I remember context and situations, but I just never remember names.
Yeah, it's really hard, and sometimes somebody will say, hey, Bob. No, it's Bill. Oh, I knew it started with a B, but...
Yeah, close enough.
Has it gotten you out of some awkward situations?
No, it's just gotten a lot of laughs, and a lot of people will come up to you just because you've got that button say, I have that problem too.
Yeah, well, there you go. I love it, Tommy. Thank you, man.
All right. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Also, I love that you couldn't remember Tommy's name, so you had to look over and see.
Okay.
Wait, Tommy, what's your name again?
True story. I need that button. That's why I have a screen here. All right, Timmy. Thank you, man. Comedy gold.
It's Todd.
All right, Willie.
What would your button be?
It would say, my child is with his dad. Everywhere I go, my family's always asking where my child's at. We're part of a divorced family. And I always have to say he's with his dad, like I dropped him on the side of the road or something. Like, where else would he be?
Yeah. Where's your son? Like, you don't think I know where he is.
Yeah. Like, it's so funny because, like, Thanksgiving, when it's a family gathering, if I get there first, every person that walks in the door asks me.
Oh, really? You should just have a button on the inside that you just flip open that goes, oh, my gosh, I've lost my child. Hey, I appreciate you being on with us today, Nicole. Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right, Pepper, what would your button say?
It would say, yes, Pepper is my real name.
You know what? I could see you getting that question a lot. I definitely see that.
It sounds a bit salty.
Ah! I have a friend who goes, wait, what? All the time when she misses something. Hey, it's Wally. And wait, what? Might be the same reaction you have right now when I tell you that United Faith Mortgage can help you refinance your home and get some much needed cash out to use however and for whatever you would like. And my friend and founder of United Faith Mortgage, Ryan, dropped this little wait, what on me.
Sometimes you can take out some cash and your payments actually go down. It's not every time, but I've seen it quite a bit.
I know it sounds too good to be true, but that was the case for me. Ryan ran the numbers and I can pull a really nice chunk of money out of my house and my monthly mortgage is going down. That's because interest rates are so low and housing values are so high, but it's not going to last forever. So make sure you talk to United Faith Mortgage today. So for a great way to better your family's financial future, call the people I trust. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animal List number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting way of him. This is The Wally Show. Watch the regular news for more than 5 minutes. It can be a little heavy, so that's why we do a little good news. Giddy up, three rapid-fire good news stories coming at you. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There's a Reddit thread about the most wholesome experiences you've ever had with a stranger that is going viral right now, and one of the best ones that I've seen is a couple who went out to dinner for their first anniversary. They met a couple who was celebrating their 15th anniversary, and that couple that was celebrating the 15th anniversary paid for the other couple's dinner without them knowing.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
sweet. Yeah, and they love love. Encouraging love. That's what I love. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
I don't know if you remember these two, but back in 2016, a grandmother in Arizona, she accidentally texted this 17-year-old kid inviting him over for Thanksgiving, thinking he was someone else.
Oh, but, I remember this.
Yeah, but he actually showed up. He went. And they both thought it was hilarious when he showed up. But he announced that this is the sixth year in
what?
A row that they are getting together.
That's
for Thanksgiving.
So crazy.
I know, it's so sweet. And I have followed this story before. I found out that the husband of the woman, he passed away recently. And so it's so good that she's kind of got this stranger as her.
That's cool.
Made to be son.
Yeah.
You know, there to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Not alone. Yeah, this is another stranger type story here. There's a couple in Hawaii that went hiking with their dog and they got lost. But there was a 12-year-old Boy Scout who saved them. Like, this should be a movie. The story writes itself. He was out with his mom trying to earn his merit badge for hiking. Mm-hmm. And it turns out, like, he got his merit badge for saving.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They come across past this couple, he leads them back, but their dog's feet had gotten really scraped up and couldn't walk, so he fashioned a stretcher from a tree branch and some t-shirts.
Oh, my.
That's
word.
Eagle Scout material right
yes,
there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and so he carried the dog the rest of the way like that.
That is just precious.
I know. That's got to be a mom that's super proud of her son. And so there you go. That's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up.
Name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Velociraptor.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we are going to play the best friends game right now. And this is a chance for you to win a prize, and this is a lovely prize. We have the band We Are Messengers, and we're big fans of their music, and they have a new song out that is called Come What May. And you have a chance to win their album, not just their song, but a digital download of their album.
Oh, okay.
So you got to play the best friends game with us. The way it works is you will be given the opportunity to find out if you match with one of the members on the show with a certain category. If you pick the person that you think you're most alike and you guys both get it right, you get a prize. It just is that simple. Let's do a round of this in the room here, though, with you, Betty, and Gavin. This is best friends game for you guys here. I'm going to count to three. I'm going to give you the topic, and then count to three, and then you say your answer. You ready?
Okay. Okay, yeah,
here
yeah,
we
yeah.
go. This is going to be Thanksgiving related as well.
Okay.
So, best friends game.
Okay.
Favorite pilgrim. 3, 2, 1.
Scott. John Smith.
Wow, John Smith. Somebody's seen Pocahontas.
Oh, that is his
Can
name,
Can you
it?
Paint yes. with all the colors?
And who is Scott? Scott the Pilgrim?
I think there's a weird movie called Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
There is, actually.
That's the only name I could think of.
All right, well, you guys are not best friends, but both very good. I would have gone with John and Priscilla Alden, either one of them. They're actually my family. John was a barrel maker on the Mayflower.
I love barrels.
Crazy story. Okay, so that's how the game works, and you get a chance to play with us. But you have to tell us who you think you are most like on the show, and then if you match with them, you win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM. Again, we got that great album that you can win the download from We Are Messengers, Come What May. And we'll do that right now. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Velociraptor.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Bill, we are doing the best friends game. How are you today, sir?
I'm good, Wally. Hey, listen, side note, I'm actually related to John Alden as well.
No, you are not. That's the pilgrim we were talking about. Like I said, what's your favorite pilgrim? And I didn't think they'd even have an answer, Gavin and Betty, but they did. But John and Priscilla Alden, you're related to them too?
I am. So what that means, Wally, is we've always had drama in our family.
Are you just as much of a nuisance as Wally, Bill?
Well, you know, when you said who are you like, yes, I actually am a complete nuisance. So.
All right, well, let's play the game here. I'm going to give you a category. We're going to write down our answers, and you have to tell us who you think you are most like, okay?
Okay, okay.
So I officially need to know, who do you think you're going to have the same answer as?
I'm going to say Wally.
You're going to say me. Okay, here we go. This is our Thanksgiving-themed question. The only thing that should be on a turkey sandwich the day after Thanksgiving, the only thing. Okay, so Betty and Gavin, you write down your answers.
Okay.
Okay. So you say you're like me. Bill, what do you think is the only thing that should be on a turkey sandwich the day after Thanksgiving?
Turkey.
Well, besides turkey, that was kind of a given.
Oh, okay. I was like, mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Okay. Betty Rock, what did you say?
Mustard.
Mustard on turkey? Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, good news, you didn't match with Betty because she's odd. Gavin.
That's gross.
I'm going with the leftover gravy.
Ooh, that's
oh,
sick.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My nephews, whatever they had for the turkey dinner the night before, so stuffing, mayonnaise, cranberry sauce, gravy, everything that was there, they put it all on the sandwich and eat it. It is just...
I don't know about that.
Ugly. Just ugly.
Yes, that sounds disgusting and messy.
So now Bill, who you and I are related apparently. Boy, I'm wondering if he can win if we're related. We might not want to talk too much about that. But now Bill, you said mayonnaise, and you also said that you were most like me. Great minds think alike. Mayo, the only thing that should touch a sandwich after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Nicely done. This is so crazy. Like, we find out we have a similar distant relative, and we both like mayo on turkey. It's like I found, like, a long-lost sibling or something. I see why they like this so much. Well, Bill, congratulations. You are picking up the new album from We Are Messengers and their song Come What May. We're going to give you a digital download of that, and it's all yours just for playing our best friends game.
Thanks a lot. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Is this considered nepotism because it he's related to you?
Yeah, but I don't know how related he is to me. We've got to find that out. There might be some forms to fill out, Bill.
Name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Velociraptor.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Uplifting way of him, this is The Wally Show. I want to play a round of best friends game here in the room with Gavin and Betty. And you can play along at home, too, and you can be like, oh, my goodness, I answered just like Gavin. That's amazing. Or I answered like Wally. I'm just like him. Or, oh, great, I'm Betty. So let's start with you, Gavin. What is your Thanksgiving best friends game? He's going to give us a category, then count to three. Then Betty Rock, you and I will attempt to answer and see if we are truly like-minded. Go.
Okay. I want you guys to answer the question of, what is the right time of day to eat Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
2 o'clock. Oh, I was going to say 1. Ah!
2 o'clock is too late.
My family's always late.
Oh, like, I see. 1, to me, gives people time to sleep in if they want.
Sure.
Do what they want to do and then be like, okay, coming hungry.
I hate when I second guess myself. I've been doing that a lot lately and I've been missing. Like, I need to just go with my gut. Oh.
Well, maybe you can win it back with mine.
Okay, Gavin.
Mine is about Thanksgiving sides.
Oh, okay.
What's the one Thanksgiving side that just should not be allowed on the table?
No, not be allowed?
Not allowed.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Green bean casserole. I did it again. I was going to say cranberry, and I changed it to green bean casserole.
You just told yourself not to do
that. I know, but I never listened to me. We've established that. Oh, I would be the most amazing person in the world if I would just listen to myself. I would be so successful, and I would do so many things right, but I just don't.
Well.
Oh, that's the worst. All right, here we go. For Gavin and Betty, what is the best Thanksgiving side? 3, 2, 1.
Stuffing. Mashed potatoes.
Oh, you're right.
Rock, I would have said mashed potatoes. I was going to say it that time.
I really was.
I was going to say it that time.
I doubt it. You would have second-guessed yourself and said stuffing.
Yeah, I probably would have been like, mashed turkey. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. From time to time, I'll shoot some stuff at the house that I just think is funny and post it. And so that was the case for this little conversation I had. As my daughter came home, my wife was surveying what she was wearing and then had a comment about it.
Even if your daughter's 23 years old, a mom never stops being a mom. She was like, wait a minute, your sweater is tucked up somehow. Let me untuck that for you. And that's exactly what she just did. Mom just doesn't get us, Haley. This is style.
Yeah, and if you watch the video, you posted this on our socials, right, Rock?
I did. Yeah. It's on Facebook.com/Wally Show, but please do not eat before viewing.
I sent this video to Betty because she does all of our posting for socials. I'm like, hey, this is really funny, but again, the end of this is going to probably make you sick.
And you were correct, sir.
Avert your eyes. Because like my daughter had a little midriff going, and not a bad midriff, a subtle midriff.
A tasteful.
Yes, and my wife was still trying to fix that, and so I rocked a midriff too to show Haley that I get her, and mine, not as tasteful.
No, and that's putting it lightly.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to take personal responsibility because I should have put, like, on the caption, a warning for people to avert their eyes.
Absolutely.
Because some people called me on it in the comments. Caitlin said, my eyes! Warn us before you do that.
So
and
good.
Then John said, I can't get on your level. I want to be allowed in public. Because you're asking people to get on your level of fashion.
That's it.
It's not allowed in public. It shouldn't be.
All I can hope is that in this video, I should have like left it so you had to do some editing on it to like keep dragging the end over to get it perfect. So it would have taken you a little time.
You don't pay me enough to do that.
If you want to see it, just check out our socials there. Just search Wally Show on Facebook and Instagram. This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes. So, don't quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein, and they can also sell the chicks to other families as well, and so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast, so when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up, and if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Recently, actor George Clooney was asked to share his thoughts on the accidental shooting that happened on the set of Alec Baldwin's Western film, Rust. You remember this.
Yes.
It was just recent that it happened. Yeah. Where the director of photography, 42-year-old Helena Hutchison, was shot and killed. It's terrible. And she wasn't even on the scene. She wasn't in the scene of the movie.
Right,
she was just behind the camera. And while giving his answer, Clooney didn't hold back.
Every single time I'm handed a gun on a set, I look at it, I open it, I show it to the person I'm pointing it to, we show it to the crew. Every yeah. single take, you hand it back to the armor when you're done. And why, for the life of me, this low-budget film with producers who haven't produced anything wouldn't have hired for the armor someone with experience? It's insane. It's infuriating.
They're saving money, you know, probably. Like, and the funny thing is, the sad thing is, her dad is a well-known armorist. And so you would think, okay, well, maybe she's good at it. She learned the family trade. Mm-hmm. But something went really wrong. Like, there's never supposed to be live rounds on a set. And that's what happened. A live round got loaded into the chamber. Because mm-hmm. the guns they use are real guns. Mm-hmm. But they're loaded with dummy rounds. And so many things had to break down for this to happen. It's not one person's fault. There was a myriad. I think that's Clooney's frustration, but he knows, like, when you're doing it right so that no one ends up being hurt, there's so many things that have to happen, but there's a breakdown.
Right. And also with him blaming the producers, you know, Alec Baldwin was one of the producers for the movie. And so I'm sure he's getting some real big heat for this. Also, I, as a general public person, was shocked to hear that in the movies they use real guns.
Oh, you just thought they were fake?
Yeah, because I mean, they fake everything else
in the movies.
Right. I'm just shocked that they don't make those.
The Rock owns a production company and he said they're not going to use real guns ever. They're going to do post sound effects and stuff like that, and theirs from here on out.
That's good.
But I had wondered why this one person on the set sued
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, I wonder why he sued him, because I'm like, well, you're just deep pocketing. But then somebody emailed me and said, oh, he's a producer, and mm-hmm. so that's why they're suing everybody mm-hmm. as mm-hmm. part of this really tragedy for this lady and her family, for sure. So there you go. That's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and we like to do Boss Queen from time to time on the show. It's a chance for you to celebrate yourself, the little wins sometimes that maybe no one else would even appreciate or even notice. But for you, you're like, you know what? That made me a boss queen. I'm pretty proud of myself for that. Betty Rock, you have one, right?
I do. So recently, I experienced a flat tire. It doesn't matter how I got it.
Okay, you hit a curb.
Just know that I got a flat tire.
Bad driver.
Anyways, so my dad...
Playing into all the stereotypes.
Okay, yeah. So my dad comes to rescue me.
Boss King.
No, no, no. Wait just a minute.
You needed a man. Let me see if I'm following you.
I can never finish a story.
I'm sorry.
So anyways, my dad comes to rescue me. But the good thing about this whole situation is how I found a boss queen moment was he taught me how to fix a flat tire. So the next time it happens, God forbid, I'll know what to do. And that I consider
boss queen. Now, you just learned this for the first time in 36 years, like you've never learned before.
It doesn't matter what age you are, Wally. It's just the fact that I now know how to do it.
I just figured that you already knew how to change a tire, you know? Like,
well, that's your bad because you were assuming good in me.
That didn't sound good for you, actually. You know what? You trusted me too much. I know. I just assumed that, like, growing up kind of Southern and in the country, that you would have learned how to do a tire. Like, hey, youngin', put the wheels back on the house. We're moving again. You know? I figured.
Okay. Well played, sir.
But that's Betty's boss queen moment. So what is yours? 855-33-WAVE-FM. I really want to take her outside and shoot a video of her changing a tire.
No.
I really want to know if any of it landed.
No.
None of it landed.
Let's go slash her tire.
I don't think she remembers. 855-33-WAVE-FM. What was your boss queen moment? The thing that you're proud of yourself for doing or accomplishing that maybe the rest of the world would overlook. 855-33-WAVE-FM. So what's yours?
I'm actually living my girl power moment right now. I mean, I'm in the midst of it, and it's almost intoxicating, just the freedom. And I was in a really bad toxic marriage for 10 years, and it was not a good situation for me, for my children. But I finally I had enough, and I decided that is not what God created me for. And I packed my stuff, and I packed my girls, and we left, and I just got a new house and a new job, and we're doing it on our own, you know, with God behind us for sure. There's nothing and no one that can stand against us.
The fear and the lies and the manipulation that someone will exert over a woman in these situations is crazy. My cousin went through this, and she was so afraid to leave this abusive relationship, and, you know, he told her, well, you can't do this without me. You know, I'm the only way that you are going to survive. And when she found the strength to leave that and go, I got this, I can do this, it was life altering for her.
Absolutely. I'm so happy for her. You almost start to believe it. And once you stop and you just like, this is not what God created me for. He did not create me to be a doormat. He did not create me to be a punching bag. He created me for greatness. And that is exactly what I'm going to be.
So what's yours?
So on Sunday, my husband and I started putting up one of those temporary carports that's like the frame with the tarps over it and all that. And we got the frame up, but we didn't get the tarp part over the top done. And so yesterday while he was at work, I actually finished the rest of it by myself. So I was out there using ratchet straps and all kinds of tools and stuff. And it felt pretty good.
Nice.
Wow.
Now, when he came home, did he inspect your work?
Well, so he called me while I was in the middle of it, and he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, well, I finished putting up the carport. He's like, no, you didn't. I'm like, yeah, I did. And he's like, no, you didn't. I'm like, FaceTime me right now. So I FaceTimed him and showed it to him, and he was so impressed.
That is awesome. That's good. Because, there's things that I don't think my wife is capable of doing, and then she'll surprise me, and she'll be like, yeah, I can totally do this. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I doubted you.
Yeah, exactly. Don't doubt us.
I think the same could be said in the opposite way. There's probably some things that she thinks you cannot do, and you might surprise her
like
with.
Like everything. Well, Emily, that is definitely a boss queen moment.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, real quick, before I let you go, is the thing still standing?
Hey.
Let her answer.
What do we need today, but it's still up.
The boss queen stands.
Oh, good grief.
Yes, thank
if it
you.
Had fallen, I'd have to take it back.
No, it stands regardless, Emily. It stands regardless.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we have a podcast that is the show without music that you can get for free every day. But then in addition to that, we do some new content after our show called our Aftercast. And so it's all the stuff we didn't talk about during the show, and sometimes some longer form stuff and some life stuff. And we were talking to Betty Rock about getting a dog, even though she is a 1,000,000% cat person. And Betty Rock is funny unintentionally. She's funny. You are funny. Like, yourself personally. Like, you genuinely make me laugh.
Thank you.
When you're trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. But then there's times where you're unintentionally funny that makes me laugh even harder. And I think she said one of the funniest things to ever come out of her mouth in our aftercast one day. Oh, you're not going to believe it. I can't do this. This dog ranges between $1,500 and $5,000.
She hilarious,
meant $5,000,
right?
But she saw the numbers. 50, it's like, 50. It's $1,500 and $5,000.
So funny.
That's really expensive. That's,
and non-existent.
That humor is priceless.
Oh, I love it.
Adamsville, wow. Tennessee? Is that far?
It's in Tennessee.
Well, obviously, Gavin. Where's Adamsville, Tennessee? I'm spitballing here, but I believe Tennessee.
Well, I'm in the ballpark.
But that's as bad as 1,500, man.
That's far.
Is this crazy. One 1,500?
It's $1,850.
Oh, wow. I can't.
But can you put a price tag on love?
Yes.
Yes, 1,500. Absolutely.
I don't get what was so funny about it.
That's funny, too. All right, so if you ever want to check out our aftercast, we have it for you. It's free. And
no, it's $1,500.
That's right. And you can download it every day from wherever you get your podcasts or at wayfm.com/Wally.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.